So welcome everybody to the inaugural episode of Choose Your Own Ending, a podcast about films and five idiots who try to predict the ending after watching half of the movie. Anyways, okay, so this is obviously off to a rough start. Let me introduce myself. I'm Nathan Chu, the host of Choose Your Own Ending. Thank you for tuning in, and what will most likely be the first and last episode of this podcast series. So I have an esteemed panel of hosts for this episode. Let me introduce them. I guess you can't see this, but to my right, I have Miss Stephanie Penner.
Yo.
To my left, I have Mr. Quinn Davidoc.
Hi.
Mr. Also to my left, I have Mr. Kieran Peerage.
Hi, everyone.
Also known as Mr. Kieran Positive Peerage.
Oh.
And also to my left, my reliable roommate, Mr. Duncan McIver.
Hey, okay, guys. Is it cool if I drink the last beer? I don't think we have any other ones.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, come on.
That's my beer, man.
Is it?
So the point of the podcast is essentially we watch a movie about halfway through, two-thirds through, and then we stop the movie, and then we predict the ending. So the movie of this week, of the inaugural episode, is a movie called Captain Fantastic. So hang on. I will give a quick one-liner summary from, I guess I shouldn't say the website. So the quick one-line synopsis of this movie is: deep in the forests of the Pacific Northwest, isolated from society, an adopted father, played by Viggo Mortensen, dedicates his life to transforming his six young children into extraordinary adults. So, if you haven't watched the movie yet, I recommend you go watch the movie now, so, you know, we don't ruin it for you. It'll be a brief pause, spoiler warnings. So, Viggo Mortensen, he's raising like six kids in the wilderness, Pacific Northwest. Apparently, the mother suffers from bipolar disorder. Eventually, commits suicide, and they embark on a road trip to wherever she's having her funeral. And up until this point, the last thing we see is they barge into the funeral, make a big ruckus, and are eventually kicked out. That's the quick and dirty kind of summary of where we're at now. All right. Any takers who wants to guess what happens from here on forth?
I'll go for it.
Okay.
Steph. Yo, Penner here. So, I think that at the very beginning, we have a part where one of the children is reading from Lolita and has to explain the meaning of the book, which is actually a really good synopsis. But it talks about having pity and love and an admiration and empathy for something wrong. And I think that that's what's being done in this movie, is we're being pulled into this guy's world and we, like, empathize with the, like, life that he has created for his six kids, this, like, utopia. And that we've been pulled into that world, we've been sucked in, and we, like, think it's beautiful, but I think it's ultimately gonna somehow get turned on its head. That's what I think. I think that ultimately the kids are going to be removed. I think the father has a dark past. He's a reason. I think that his past is going to catch up with him somehow. And ultimately, I think he's going to end up in prison, and the kids are going to end up removed from him.
I like that take. I like it.
That's my take.
I like it. All right. Any other takers next?
Well, I thought they were just gonna. So, like, I didn't really make so many connections with Steph, did he? As you'll see from... So, his wife, they mentioned in the funeral, is a Buddhist, and she really doesn't want to be buried. She wants to be cremated. So I thought they're going to dig up her body after she's buried and maybe cremate it, and then maybe spread her ashes out in a public park like she wanted.
Down a toilet, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They wanted to, like, flush your ashes in a public place, so I thought they were just going to go ahead and do that. Man, I didn't make so many connections
yeah.
with Steph, did he?
No, in cold and calculated logical fashion, as always, Quinn.
So I agree with Quinn, but there's a few differences. I think that...
It's fine.
I think that the dad, Captain Awesome or Fantastic, whatever his name is, I think that he actually has quite a bad temper, and I think he has some mental health issues of his own, as seen by when his children are hungry and he basically tells them to eat bricks. So I think that this is really going to show up in the later scenes, and I think the one child, the younger boy, is going to rebel against his father, and I think there's going to be a lot of turmoil. Also, something that neither of the two previous people mentioned are the acceptance letters from Harvard and the other schools.
Good point.
So I think that the oldest boy might also move on, and if you lose two members of the family, there's a really high chance for, I guess, mutiny.
Mutiny.
It will end bad. I think the father will not end up with any of his children.
Positive.
Positive peerage.
Jeez.
Turn into pessimistic peerage here.
Bold predictions.
All right. Dunk, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I guess I'm next. So I'm going to give a safe prediction and then a more YOLO Kieran style.
Okay, I like it.
Prediction.
Two predictions.
Is that cool? Am I bending the rules?
I'll allow
okay.
it. I'll allow it.
The record states will allow it.
You're given a prediction for Will.
Okay.
On behalf of Will Kajula.
So the really stupid YOLO one will be the Will prediction, and then I'll make the nice safe prediction.
Okay.
So I mean, safe prediction, kind of echoing what's been said before, but I think that this guy's world is going to have to come crashing down in one way or another. There's sort of been hints of it already with sort of the clash between his world and the quote-unquote more established or orthodox world, you know, the dinner and this funeral that we're just watching right now. So I reckon this sort of incident's going to really force things to change and maybe force him to give up his kids or fight for his kids or what have you. I'm going to say maybe one of the kids gets sick and his sort of traditional medicine just isn't doing the job, or there's conflict between, you know, what the rest of the family wants, what he wants, and that sort of is the inciting incident that actually has, you know, his wife's sister and the other sort of branches of the family actually pushing to, quote-unquote, liberate the kids. That's what I see going down. I feel like they're going to have to come to blows on that by the end of the movie. Kind of a safe prediction, but, you know, what can I say?
So that was a safe one.
Yep. Yeah. And then more YOLO prediction. This is from the mind of Will Quayla. Some of the foreshadowing regarding being too liberal with telling the kids things they may not be ready for, specifically, you know, aspects about sex and sexual intercourse, Lolita, all of that. I think there might be a really weird, sexually charged scene involving the younger girl. You know, she's learning about sex and all that. And I think that that's going to be, like, she's going to be doing something that's clearly inappropriate for her age, and it's going to be because of the teaching she's received from her dad, and quote-unquote polite society's going to be like, whoa, you can't do that, it's terrible, and then shit's going to hit the fan, it's going to be very bizarre, we're going to be uncomfortable. I'm not looking forward to it, but it's going to happen.
All right, it's just like, I like it.
You have to watch.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be glued to the television.
Catch you guys on the flip side.
All right.
Yeah.
So...
I think Nate gets to predict, right?
So yeah, this is going to be my
it's
prediction.
Fair. He's the answer.
Well, I don't know, like, you know, you guys, your opinions are just as valid as mine. I'm probably going to have probably one of the worst predictions here.
I don't think so.
It's
pretty weak.
Yeah. we're making a sandwich here, right?
Creative.
The little section left a lot to be desired.
The compliment sandwich, except I guess it'll be the
sandwich sucks in the middle.
Shit sandwich, man.
That's when you get the bad people.
At least with quality rye bread or something like that. Okay, so my prediction is that, you know, based on a few things, so I, unlike Quinn, don't think they will actually dig up the mother and cremate her. I think that they will, you know, leave it be, but then there's going to be a lot of conflicts on the way back. The one kid, he's shown earlier being, you know, like he states he hates his mother, he's stabbing like a cupboard door.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen is that kid's going to run away as they're trekking back to their home, wherever back in the Pacific Northwest. So as they're, you know, as they're going to find that kid, he's going to get into some sort of ruckus or, you know, some sort of pickle of some sort. And, you know, that's going to lead them down the drain. And what the oldest son, who has all the acceptance letters from, you know, Harvard, Princeton, Brown, all the Ivy Leaguers, I predict that they're going to stop in one of those towns, and he's going to see the collegial atmosphere of a college campus, and he's going to want to rebel against the father. In the end, it's going to all work out. You know, it's going to be a happy ending where, like, he rejects that in you know, a family first. He's a foundation in the family, so, you know, they're all going to go back, and it's going to be a happy ending. Unfortunately, you know, that's kind of a safe bet, but... You know, and you know what's going to happen is they realize that they're going to let go of the mom, and they're going to, you know, live out their lives in the wilderness, in complete liberalism.
Are they anti-vaxxers?
See, this has been a.
I'm going to say no.
I disagree.
I'm saying they're not anti-vaxxers.
They're highly educated. I think they understand the principles.
I think they'd also want their children. They'd have the idea that they should get the disease firsthand so they can be stronger.
But they're so educated. I feel like they would understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're highly educated.
I mean, sometimes it doesn't make sense when people are anti-vaxxers, but the fact that they hadn't seen fat people before, man. I mean, fat people are a lot more common of a sight than vaccines.
But even if you haven't seen fat people, I think it's...
I don't know, man. Everybody gets a vaccine, but not everyone's fat. So.
Are nurses going out in the wilderness to just, like, do, like, backcountry vaccines?
But
like,
what I think is, like...
the public health nurse.
Yeah. I'm here for your vaccinations.
Sorry, Chico, go ahead.
Sorry.
What I kind of noticed was it was only the small child asking... you know, these questions, and, like, under the assumption maybe this child hadn't seen the outside world while all the other children have, and basically that child was kind of being, like, the voice box from their perspective, like, showing the audience, like, how isolated their lives were for the past however many years.
Can I add something?
Sure.
I think that ultimately, like, they've set it up to be this utopia that this guy's created. But they have not taught his kids, although he's taught them many things like self-defense and how to hunt for themselves and read and create music, all these things that seem so utopian and are so idealistic. Ultimately, he hasn't raised kids that are going to function in society. And that's an ultimate failure.
Do you think he's going to realize that failure?
No, but I think his kids will.
What if his oldest son goes to... university, and he's so smart, but he can't function in society, and ultimately fails.
Something in my life.
What if he goes back to the what if he goes back to the trailer park and finds Claire?
I think Claire's a dead end. I think Claire's done.
You think it was red herring, eh?
Yeah.
She's not gonna come back.
It shows about his character, though, right? Like, it shows how naive he is.
Yeah.
Even his approach to her,
yeah.
Right? Where he should be like.
Yeah.
But do you feel like
he's a good looking guy?
By the way, this just reminds me. I'm quite charmed by this movie and the performances. I think there have been all star performances. So
it's been really good,
especially
like,
from the kid. Like the kid.
I don't know this kid's name. I'll look it up right now.
The kid's good.
The kid is good.
No picture.
George McKay. You're going to hear it first here on the first episode and last episode of Choose Your Own Ending.
Damn.
George McKay, that kid, look out for that name. That kid's going places. The kid's good.
Big body presence in front of
that. Big body presence in front of that camera.
Yeah. So we just start, like, bantering now, or what's the game plan?
Do we Okay.
It's off.
All right, so we're going to continue the movie, and we'll be right back. After the short break. Probably no break because we're not sponsored by anybody or anything like that, so. We'll be back.
Yeah.
Support the troops.
Vaccinate.
Alright, and we're back, folks.
Oh, cool.
Alright, so, So last time that we left off, they were at the funeral. They just got kicked out. What happened? So they bury the mom. They kind of didn't get their way. The rebellious kid runs off and goes to the grandparents. And in an attempt to save or, quote unquote, rescue the rebellious child, the one of the daughters falls off the roof. And this is very much in line with Duncan's theory, in which she falls off the roof and she gets taken to the hospital. And the father, played by Viggo Mortensen, realizes that he really can't look after his kids and that maybe he's not the best thing, and decides to, you know, try to leave them for a quote-unquote normal life with the grandparents. And then takes off into his own, tries to drive off into the sunset. But in a, I don't know, to me, an unsurprising twist, the kid still away in the bus. Kieran was quite surprised. But in a surprise...
It was Kieran wrong.
He agreed with me, so he was sort of right.
Yeah, but a little bit. In a surprise twist, not a surprise twist to our quite knowledgeable and faithful friend, Quinn Devereaux. They return to the gravesite of the mother, dig her up, and actually do cremate her.
Okay.
So...
Not gonna lie, I was getting worried there for a second.
I took
a lot of flack from the group here. All right. Something about my horse was out of the race, but it came back. I'm not gonna say which Duncan.
Who's going well?
Anyways, happy ending. The eldest child doesn't decide to go to college. He decides to join the Peace Corps, and they find a life for themselves. A compromise. Kids are going to school, but there's a wonderful. I thought it was a wonderful extended shot at the end. They're all having breakfast at the end.
So happy.
Symbolizing contentment.
I like to do. I like to do.
So, I don't know. Well, as promised, a beer to our winner, so to speak, Quinn Davidoff. Yeah, okay.
Thanks,
there
man.
You are, my friend.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
Alright, so, what overall thoughts on the film?
Start with me?
Well, I don't know, it doesn't matter.
Start with you, Dunk.
Sure. I thought it was good. Strong characters, good acting, pretty predictable plot, but I mean, you know what? Above average. 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
I thought it was, I agree, probably about a 7 out of 10. I didn't think the plot was as predictable as Duncan did. They had good characters. I really didn't like the grandpa.
You didn't.
Yeah. He did his job then.
Represent the man.
Give this down.
They tried to stick it to the man.
Oh, they stuck it to the man.
Didn't really like the ending, but...
You didn't like that last shot.
That last shot
was great. You know what? I like the last shot. I'm gonna bump it up to 7.5.
It's like a little drawn out.
That was the intention. They resolve the problem and they're going to school like that.
But you guys said fade to black like a minute before it faded to black. Like, you were
that's
ready
the,
for it to be over.
That's the intention.
That's
not
that
the
was,
first time the whole
yeah,
thing. Stability. That's the first time.
All right,
But it reminds me of Lord of the Rings at the end when they're going away. The third one. And how long it takes. And when I was in the movie theater, I was just thinking, oh, can this please be over? I've been sitting here for 3.5 hours.
Dude, Lord of the Rings had like 4 endings. This movie had 1. Sort of derailed.
No, that's okay. Quinn, what'd you think?
Yeah, I really liked this movie overall. Of course, if they hadn't dug up that body, I'd probably hate this movie.
Thank you.
Then this movie would have sucked. But no, actually, I was always curious as to what was going to happen next, and it was kind of interesting to see them try to get by in a modern society when they're used to living out in the bush. Yeah, I thought it was interesting.
All right. Steph, what did you think?
I liked it. It made me happy inside. I thought it was going to be way darker of an ending, but then it was very, like, happy. But I'm alright with that. Family sticking together, learning to compromise. I would give it 7 anti-vaxxers out of 7.
Out of 7?
7 or 7?
I mean, out of 10.
Oh, holy.
I was like, whoa, 7.
The perfect 7 out of 7.
Yeah, man.
The dream.
It's an odd scale.
Yeah.
The
odd scale.
Stick to the
stick it to this 10-star rating system.
I really like this movie. This movie was right up my alley. Like kind of a off the beaten trail independent movie.
It's a film.
It's
a film. But it was a very like life affirming film. And now with Trump in the White House, we got to hope for something.
Political man. Wow.
We just lost all our.
We just, we, I know we
just lost half our audience.
Man.
We
just, I'll give it 8 granolas out of 10.
Oh, it's a fair review.
It's quite a fair review.
Wow.
All right. Well, if you made it this far, then
you're a weirdo.
I think it's
just
great.
Insulting the only viewers.
Yeah.
We just lost all our viewers.
You're dropping them.
You guys are our livelihood. We value you a lot.
Yeah.
Come back.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in. This has been Choose Your Own Ending, and we hope to see you next time.
Thanks,
all right.
Guys.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.